So we're going into two lessons, and it's basically kind of the last idea of inventory and the importance of it, really, and really more than what we've learned in the past, where we're really trying to work something up, and we're really trying to dig deep, and we're trying to just really, Lord, overtake us and heal. But this is what they really call the maintenance step of inventory and keeping the ball rolling. So we're going to talk more about inventory tonight. This is lesson 19, and I'm really impressed with that prayer, because it really is the first part of what I want to talk about. And for me, there's no more important thing really than two time frames. There's two time frames for me. And although there's outside of these things, there's the moment and there's the day. And if you can get that down, and if you can really focus on that, life's a lot easier. You know, there's lots of moments that can make a really great day or break a day. And sometimes some of us might only have a few moments of a day. You know, this could be it, you know. So we really want to look at those two time frames. And this, and if I say anything else tonight regarding inventory, the moment and the day are paramount in recovery. You know, maybe I better stay with my notes. Michael loves to stay off note. You know, just what compounded our life for years and what developed is our dysfunction, our pain, our hurt, our habit, whatever that was, you know, it really just took moments to do that. It took moments to have that really bad day. Oh, I can't believe I did this all day long. What was going on with me? That's how I did it, you know. I did it just like that. And I'd go to bed and I'd finish my day that way with all that stress, with all that maybe pain. Oh, it's a heavy side. The next day, oh, I go out and look at it again. I say, oh, how am I going to put this together? I'm lost. But you think I'd take a moment to find out how? You think I'd take the time, you know? I remember there was times in the past, I go, oh, you know, I'm just never going to have a good relationship. I'm never going to find love. No one loves me. You know why? Because the one thing that always worked in me, I never had a worse moment than when I felt stupid and worthless. That was my identity for years. And there were many moments when I felt that. There were terrible times, and my whole day sometimes were like that. They were just like that, but those were lived out through weeks, months, and years. You know, when it simply could take a moment and some moments in a day to work that out. And really, the day of salvation for me and for many of you just took a moment. You know, it just took one act of just saying, Lord, I'm done. And he revealed himself to you. And it was. It was done. We knew our Savior. We knew that atonement for our sin was made. It was complete. And that was just as easy as that. There's nothing else to do. As far as your sin, they're gone. It's been done. But for all the rest, for all the next moments that were going to happen, all the next days, you know, we got to do some writing. We got to do some work. We got to check it out every morning. So, you know, it's just those kind of dramas and tensions or those things in our life that really add up to that stuff. Or, you know, for me, they could be like this. I'm on top. I'm right up there on top of the mountain. It's been 24 hours of fluff, fresh powder. You look down there and you get that moment. You're on the pinnacles and you're looking down. Fresh tracks. You know what I'm saying? Art, you know, some of you know what I'm saying. It's just that moment right there. You know, there are no bad days. The world does not stink right then. You know, and we have many of that. You look at your child, your first child, and you go, whoa, whoa. You know, it's a whole another reality, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole other thing. It's a moment you cannot, you never want to give it up. It just goes right here into that heart treasure place, you know. But it's a good moment, and we need to have those, and we need to remember those. And all those things build up into that aspect of weeks and months and years. So if there's nothing that's more important that you'll hear in recovery, it's one day at a time. Amen? Amen. That's when it happens. I'll tell you what, there's nothing harder for me to do because it's been my philosophy for 2 days. I've looked at it and looked at it and looked at it. I was going to bring a sign. I've just posted it in front of my desk. It's what I look at when I do my first thing. Well, second thing, I gargle first and then I go and talk to the Lord. Yeah. You know, apple cider vinegar, it's good for you. You should try it. Two caps a day, you know, all your pains will go away. I don't know. So I sit down at my desk and I sit there and I reflect. And I really do some of my what this lesson's called, inventory, my daily inventory. I sit there and I just meditate and I just ask the Lord, show me something. What did my day go through? In fact, I'll just flip over my notebook from the day, my thing that shows me all the things I got to do, the people I got to see, the customers I got to be with. I have it there, it's there. So now I just turn that page over and the back side, I do a little journaling. And it might just be one sentence, two sentences, it might be a paragraph or two, but it's really good for me. It really happens. It really helps the moments. So, with that said, I will move on here. So these kind of experiences are what we need to not have come back into our life, these mounting things. And what helps that is this daily inventory. And this lesson basically deals with two kinds of questions inside this inventory, and we call this crossroads. Let's look at the lesson and let's do the verses and the whatnot there. Let's read it together. Principle 7: Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10, we continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. So this lesson basically is going to be dealing with the step 10 and the idea of that being prompt. And so I'm going to go right to that. You know what? First, I want to have a scripture, share a scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and it was such a profound time last night. I looked up the scripture, and as many times as I look up the scripture and I share it, it didn't say the same thing. I was amazed. I was going, man, I am dysfunctional or just something holy going on here because you let me hang on to something over here and now I got this right now. And it was that Jesus never said live one day at a time. He didn't say it. He said, don't live in tomorrow. A day has enough trouble in it. He implied today's enough. So the reference was live for today. But it's also interesting that he said, that he referred to the trouble. He didn't make it glorious or anything. He said, today has enough trouble in it. So I guess that's sort of reassuring that he's letting us know we got trouble. And at the same time, I guess he's going to be there. But it really does uphold the fact that we got to take it one day at a time. He didn't suggest this. He said, do this. And I would say from the voice of the Lord, that should be pretty much kind of a command, basically. So we should really take it to heart. So in step 10, we'll see three key parts, basically questions, the what, the why, and the then what. And also, as usual, there is an acrostic, and the acrostic is 10. So the T in 10 is the what question and how that's answered. And take time to do personal inventory. So it's the T is take. Make an account for it. Write it down. Own it. You know, that's basically what's happened. When I've really, you know, I'll confess, I don't like to write. I don't like to write my inventory. I never have. I do it as often as I can. But my inventory, as far as my daily inventory, is really done out in my prayer. And I've gotten such a ritual of doing it that I just work on it every day. But I have started developing a little bit of writing. I talk about my day before on my morning after. And I write those things down. And really, I can see from that what's going on. I do an inventory. Basically, it's a small thing. But when I write it down, even more than when I speak it, and some of you know this, when you write it down, it really helps you own it. It's almost kind of like it's a real admission. So I really encourage you to do that, to try to develop it, and try to be honest in it. No one else needs to see it, you know. You're not going to slap yourself. I hope you don't. You know, you're not going to. You might pat yourself on the back. We all do that. But you really, it's hard to not be honest with yourself. But we have lived that way for a long time, right? So write it down. The support scripture for this is, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord every morning, every day. The E in the acrostic for 10 is what answers the question, the why. Evaluate the good and the bad parts of our day. Now, there it doesn't say, you know, it really tells us to do that. It really tells us to sit back and take a look at the good and the bad. It says also that when we were wrong, promptly admit it. But I'm ahead of myself. Anyway, when I'm sitting there and I'm praying before I write it down, I'm evaluating. I'm going through my day. I'm going back and I'm looking at stuff. I'm looking at what's giving me pressure, what's causing me some pain and conflict. And then it's easier for me to write it down. So I need to evaluate that. I need to think about what's going on. I need to ask myself some questions. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to go the wrong direction. But we need to admit. We need to admit it, and we need to receive our healing. You know, if we're having difficulty, I'll mention this twice now, if we're having difficulty looking at this or walking through it, or really formulating a method for doing a daily inventory, as before when you did your inventory, your big inventory before you came into your confessing part of your journey, you know, go talk to your sponsor. Go talk to your pastor if you haven't got a sponsor. Get together with the accountability people that are going through this and talk to them, and they'll help direct you. That's what this group is for. That's what you're all for, helping each other. So reach out and get the help you need for searching through this. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The N in the acrostic answers the question, the what then? We need to admit our wrongs promptly. Scripture is, this is how I want you to conduct yourself in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you. Abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then come back and work things out with God. Matthew 5:23-24. You know, it's not a suggestion, maybe I should do this. Oh, I blew it. I'll think about it. Maybe if I was wrong. You know, it says when you are wrong, when you know you're wrong, you need to own it, you need to admit it, and you need to promptly go take care of it. Now, in today's, you know, system of things, it might be hard for you to get right back there that day and before the sun goes down. If you can, that's the best time. But as soon as you can, you need to go make that thing right and promptly admit what's going on. Or even go to that person that hurt you and discuss it with them. Don't sit back and wander through it and get bitter and resentful and let it work in you some weird thing. Go talk to the person. And if you still can't work it out, the Bible says, go get somebody else with you that loves that person as much as you do, that loves the situation as much as you do. Get that person and go back and have some fellowship together and see if you can't get it worked out. Because eventually, I believe it will. If it's a brother or sister in Christ, I believe it will. But that's what the world's missing today. The world's missing that kind of conviction, that kind of commitment, that kind of, direct participation with a person, being intentional and really meaning it, going there and really, as much as for yourself, as much as for the other person, to make the situation whole. We really need to have that. And it's really going to make life easy for us. And that's really taking care of a day and a moment. That's really living in the moment. Otherwise, what's it going to happen? You're just going to revert back to an old behavior. You're going to let it start stacking up. You're going to say, I'll take care of it later. And it's going to become really not a good thing. It's going to mount up, you know. And it's going to be problematic. For me, it's work. I've become sort of a workaholic. And I could say, well, I got a reason. I got 5 or 6 irons in the fire. And the way I end up doing my life is which stick in the fire is screaming the worst. And I go try to take care of it. But I'll tell you what. And it seems to manipulate me and bring in fear and selfishness. Those are my issues, by the way. And a whole lot of garbage and fretting and moaning. Instead of just saying, okay, what do I do today? Which one is screaming loud right now? And just taking it and having that be my day and leaving it at that. And really, I'm getting better and better at doing that. But when I work in my issues of fear and selfishness, the fear really kind of grabs onto me that I'm never going to get it complete. There'll be something about me being stupid and worthless that's just not going to get it done. And I'm going to become selfish. And I'm going to become inside myself, and I'm going to act like probably a buffoon or something like that. So really, it's better for me just to look at it a piece at a time, a moment at a time, and one day at a time. Otherwise, I'm going to be dealing with bitterness, resentment, lost friends and relationships, and even my health is going to be a question because, you know, I'm really not taking care of it in that moment when I should. It's really a hard journey as it is to look at life at moments. Jesus showed us in his teachings and the way he walked. He took care of things in the moment. Even when it sort of perturbed him, if he wasn't looking at the right fig tree or something like that, he took care of it. He dealt with it right then. So that's our example. Also, another part of this, and I don't really like to look at this as the maintenance step, it's neither encouraged by the bigger CR leadership. Really, it's just a way for us to participate in our health, in our sanctification process. You know, that's what recovery is, sanctification. And Romans 12:1 speaks that. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifices, acceptable, pleasing to God. This is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And the best way to do that is one moment at a time, one day at a time. Take a moment out of your day and look at how your life's going. Write it down if you can. Check out your inventory. It's a major part. It's something you're going to do for the rest of your life. You know, you've heard me say and others say, there's no graduation here on earth. You know, really, this is going to be a struggle for the time we're on here. So we might as well do the steps and create habits in our life that make it better and not return into that insanity, that circle where we're falling down into a hole that we can't get out of. Let's do it, man. Let's just write it down. Let's take care of ourselves. And if you see somebody else in a loving way, go to them and ask them, what's going on? You're not really stepping on their toes. And if it irks them a little bit, that's okay. It's really a gesture of love to look at somebody and say, how's it going, man? If you can see they're struggling. Open up a conversation with them. And it might help them open up that new can of worms they've got going on in their life. So, we got today, and we got moments. So, thanks very much for it. I'm Michael. Thanks for letting me share.